This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. In his presidential declaration making April Child Abuse Prevention Month, President Trump not only declared that all children are a blessing from our Creator, but subtly added that from conception they are endowed with value, purpose, and human dignity. His declaration follows up on a strategic plan created last October that defines life as a beginning at conception and lines up with what literally all medical textbooks over at least the last two decades teach as scientific fact. Monday's news from the U.S. Supreme Court about undercover abortion specimen videos is being digested by pro-life advocates. The strategy had been to get a quick review of the injunction banning release of more undercover videos and have it set aside by the High Court. The justice's denial of certiorari, or that quick review of the gag order, means a lot in the short term. No quick permission to release videos. Nevertheless, David DeLayden's lawsuit marches on through the court system. This is Life News Radio.
A culture of life is like a bright city on a hill. Just as people in 1890 might have had difficulty imagining today's cities, so it may be today in imagining a culture of life. But it starts with more than imagination. It starts with the moral commitment to offer the highest regard to the gift of God hidden within each human life. Let's become the culture of life.
Euthanasia, or prearranged suicide assistance, is meeting resistance. While some activists now seek the forced starvation of dementia patients, states are rejecting almost all efforts to legalize the practice that ultimately puts pressure on vulnerable people to die. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.